Flipping myself as I put the colonoscopy before it was apropos. No longer a notion of sanctity, an abstract expression is a quantum mechanics and non-local relations or something. John Bay was correct about the physical universe. Writing, muttering my cause of curiosity out of the way of my suicide to myself in a somewhat ironic tone, but muttering nothing at all. The older woman had no interest in geriatric footwear. He wouldn't stop speaking to me of my destiny after 8 o'clock at the Rent the Mountainous. Age 36 Portuguese dancers informed you in my new detail of your own acute misery. The walk away in concern, this is why Christ had his feet robbed. Dip down like a quick bath into the DMT, like essence of what seems poetic. Breakfast and coffee spot closed so quickly, yet I found myself yearning for an Americano. And I'm little after four, the clouds off to 146 South consistently look like oil paint. Prior to the mental health revolution, adolescents were forced to internalize trauma. Many of them becoming complete assholes in the process of soured on the beach. Deep care, I suppose, has become a bit of a priority, saying it's somewhat of an annoyance. Two midgets eating delicious looking rice balls of taco taco, repeating the phrases. There is no image, there is no memory, there is no image, there's no memory. Says image and memory, we can start to approach the fundamental nature of the universe. It's such triple egg omelet with the Kalamata olives, a chest crevice named in a permanent egg of sorts. Cuddly beavers eat vegetables from the hands of well-intentioned human beings. The small bottles of soju will only eat bugs apiece. The sake is almost possibly the worst alcoholic beverage I've ever sipped. The can looked like an intermittent box. It appealed to me and struck me tiny, but I had a pretense about it that just struck me. It's completely out of line. People from various backgrounds making fast friends as I ate breakfast out in the patio with Dominic's. Considering Joe T's Chicago's once again deciding against it, the Chicago complex and literal shit. Real estate as an investment has always struck me as less than a no-brainer. Glasses with a black wide rims, I look like a complete douchebag. There's a document title password, his password with the dollar signs after the game. Cursed with a renowned band of bare prostitutes, a thick beach of dollar syphilis in my mind. I'm the last of a long line, made American English into ancient Greek. Consider me the 12th Constantine, and the signs are just a matter of taste. Anatoly just means east. Quickly of Malthusian simplicity understood the nature of quantum physics of non-local relations. It's possible the accident is clung to an initial linguistic reversal, reversal creating an illusion of perspective. It's possible the perspectivism discovered by people like Nietzsche was, in fact, a simple byproduct of this initial reversal of the accident. This idea of a perspective, it seems totally illogical to me, no pun intended. I spoke with Ezekiel, I wasn't quite in my right mind at the time. Samurai sword in Washington Park, the car seat saw too much. Videography is archaic. In retrospect, the science of phonetics is still ambiguous. The conversation faded of its own accord. Siberia is beautiful this time of year. All horror is not necessarily ipso facto for everyone. The flesh of human being wasn't universally appealing. Believe it or not, emotional baggage lost in transit after a walk from a strange dream. My Gaia informing me she's out of sorts with sponge lipstick as I clutch a nephew that isn't mine. There are many regional differences to take into account. We construct linear states in retrospect then spit on the street in Izmir. The rolled down window was like a picture frame. Memory was juvenile, the liquid spraying graffiti. The providence cop was satisfied with the answer. We're just conversing. The unspecified bug trapped in the spider web on the railing of the employer's entrance may be considered metaphors or something. The cashier and job lot of ambiguous that this city needs to employ social media to assist her pursuit of establishing herself as a photographer. Her favorite food is pizza. The colonoscopy was unsuccessfully rescheduled on two occasions. It struck me that Russian horror is one of the few misogynist phrases still acceptable to say aloud in so-called mixed company. Sure, it was nice enough to have the assistance of Giovanni Giustianini, but not if he assisted every tree the first time his chest caved in. I found Mario's Philippines monograph on the last Constantine to be so pro-Latin, to be nearly unreadable, which was unsurprising because it seems as though there are almost no true Greek intellectuals in the West, only faux Greek intellectuals that shamelessly set out their own history, who rubber stamp Anglo assertions that the Hellenic era ended after Socrates fondled Alcibiades. I often have an urge to spit on these so-called intellectuals, these scholastic imbeciles, these Levantine Benedict Arnolds, these cowards of the spirit, while I painstakingly transform American English into Canadian Greek. I have to deal with people of my own ancestry, obfuscating in the service of secular popes, where there's nothing below a secular pope. It's why at times I feel like retiring to a monastery or something. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, what's the point? A bit get depressed without palpable cause, solely noticing a variety of polka dots on a pristine 2016 Honda Civic, clearly due to the douchebag incessantly moving his white pickup in the parking lot, inebriated and peeing on Enzo's door handle in 2014, 2 years prior to the Civic being issued. The scallops of Maria Cucina were succulent, it was ridiculously overpriced, cartilage of pork was kinda dry, slowly noticing Milagro's a halfway decent tequila of Vino Veritas. Black eyebrows plucked with a muted sense of glee, the center of gravity is ultimately elusive. There's a prosopopopo that becomes an OCI, but not quite vice versa. We begin with the individual and think this is freedom. There is no individual, the individual is no organism. The organism is the first fallacy. I've never been a big fan of sense perception. Prose is some form of telepathy. This is perilous. I've only intermittently believed this is good. My beliefs are purely theatrical. There's no better opera house than belief. She asked me an asinine question and laughed. I chuckled nervously. It marked the beginning of a horrendous era for each of us. Leaving the apartment for the first time all Friday, the fresh air was a revelation. Liberian with a mask on at the Greek pizza spot, rub and talk with the open sign across the street. Might get my VCR repaired and chose electronics. Speedway stuck up by the black dude with balloons tucked under his shirt. He picked my key up for me on a random Sunday afternoon. I always found him a nice guy personally. Take a right onto Alexander and pass the basketball courts. 2018 flashbacks taking it back by my note, but as much of an asshole as you can be, it's essential to remain a man of your word, otherwise there's no redemption arc. Became gradually apparent as I made incidental eye contact with a girl with a gargantuan fake ass, and I slowly lost the ability to type words coherently into my iPhone memories. Perhaps as a concept slightly ill-advised, I considered while eating an entire rotisserie chicken at a later date. Yes, it was inadvisable in retrospect to give an overarching historical recap of the late Ottoman Empire to 270-somethings I'd never met. Senses get muted with age, I failed to notice the effervescent backside ambling across India Point until Katrina accused me of looking at it. Or if this is ultimately negligible phenomenon, Jesus didn't give much credit. The bank accounts I considered eating an entire rotisserie chicken in the later day, chanting the words turn my bitch up in a soft whisper as I strenuously edit the HTML of a bootleg Tumblr page. I feel at peace with the world, 10 calendars of females with 2 kills. You feel at peace with myself, 10 mezcals enter an 11th dimension. I feel at peace with the world, with the charlatan nature of mathematics. My mother ditched me at Nicodemus, but truthfully I didn't want to reveal my new Audrey Lorne tattoo anyway. A mineral spring getting my eyebrows threaded by Cheryl, a self-identifying Spanish lady with a curiously Arabic accent, attempts to sell off a pair of AirPods to help support her alleged four children. I was a little dubious to say the least, defecating at the gentleman's venue off-brand dude watch from the Christmas tree shop, writing essays is reprehensible, having sincere opinions is basically worse than climate change in my opinion. Boycotting semicolons, the irony of my New York Knicks fandom is slowly falling by the wayside with age. Pulling my penis out with a childlike sense of jubilation, I require more podcasts is the only conclusion I've come to of late. It's the only logical conclusion. There simply is a severe lack of podcasts in the current era. We've ruthlessly deprived ourselves of others' opinions, reading a Robert Ashley libretto while stroking my beard in a fashion that evinces a solemn contemplation. Hunter and medium roast in the Mr. Coffee. Brown basmati with 2 teaspoons from the Za'atar bag. Only extra virgin olive oil from the cold press. At this point, I think we need to admit we've made some mistakes in an adult and calculating manner of speaking. I'm even tempered by nature. Office space 2 feet by 4 feet with a staple carpet made from recycled styrofoam or something. Reading impassioned Reddit posts about the heterosexuality of male masturbation. Dildos toss 2 ice cubes in the ice ooze to straight to see dead people. One of the most profound friends I've ever had was a floor fan. Tyranny of the 4-4 meeting is negotiable. The doppelganger appeared only intermittently to me on a mild Sunday afternoon, reminding me of a missed call I received 5 or so years ago, but it started the memory to the possibility of eating a self-salted french fry. The dude who stuffed the young corpse into his trunk lived in an upscale apartment complex that didn't resemble your typical pervert murderer. Eye contact is quantum computing. Four walls encapsulate horrendously repetitive phenomena right around decade anniversaries at the Italian-American Club. I engaged in an emo conversation regarding geographical tendencies for no particular reason. Turquoise crystal covers the stab wound between the collarbone. Parts and holes are necessary. Didn't need to inform myself. It was slightly ill-advised. Gazing mindlessly at your own history, a little aloof, succumbing to nefarious literalism with friends. To be frank, I couldn't comprehend how anyone could come to think political opinions or anything but art. It never occurred to me that my passion could be misconstrued as sincere. The deceased raccoon looked like serene, like it was sleeping on the side of 146. I saw Curtis sex. It wasn't a cunt hair of a chance. The Italian ass was authentic and I agreed. I thought about the raccoon corpse again, about the nonsensical nature of biology, about the big bottle of soju I bought at the so-called discount liquor store, which seemed to price items higher than MSRP. Thoughts may be physical phenomena that haunt us no different than poltergeists. I can't honestly say I always select my phrasing in the most careful of manners. Some names you shouldn't say. Discussing espressos, blackout drunk with Emilio and Amadeo, half pound of the pulled pork, but only if it's completely unseasoned. Succulent paws being only in the car, and memorial brought on a somewhat as nonsensical sense of foreboding. I felt an intense foreboding. Could it have been the Casamigos black, all this continual disrespect of the agave? And that claims to unravel the meaning of agape. The big fat Greek wedding franchise does nothing but perpetuate a generic sense of ethnicity that's inane as it is counterproductive. Something especially ironic coming from the so-called Greek East, the relational essence par excellence. Leo Vardanos, who should be noted as simply no Cappadocian. This conception of essence is embarrassing for a letting good act man while the man's a curve. Malays, fortune read unsolicited at 2 p.m. on a Sunday, smoking a $10 cigar, drinking a vodka on the rocks, half barbarian, 11th Constantine's, 11 Constantine's, insufficient, half Nikola Jokic, typing the word kindly into emails. I was flummoxed at the amount of red skin on the Redskin Peanuts, middle-aged podcast host repeatedly using the phrase sphincter clenching. in just the special star shapes. There's a club above an arcade. There's a 7 a.m. showing of an uneven Netflix anime. Two homosexuals dance sans irony. And there's an album that will preferably be disavowed at a later date. A man my age is now dying a slow death. Think I'm wearing epidermis. I used to hit the bottle hard too. Indeed, I pan 6 hours at a time with a Sobieski by my side. Screwed and shot Bjork. A sense of adolescence existed. Marco's fan for Carlos wrote about the water pipes and call girls of turn of the century parades. Shirt unbuttoned all the way down with profound hiccups to drown out D'Andrea's dead body. But can we confirm the Puerto Rican girl behind the boulders? Where does the butt wipe at the bar bathroom realize Giants died? I don't discriminate between organic entities and otherwise. Another man our age is dying. Second cousins we never see drop dead in Florida. Your dude was always an asshole anyway. In just a special star shapes, there's a club above an arcade. I used to paint 6 hours at a time with a Sobieski by my side. I find it enjoyable for the era cigar bar with lambs. I'm unaware my charisma's unorthodox in character. I can no longer consume spaghetti alley, yet I've gradually come to terms with this trying state of existence. Surgically inserting substances into the very essence of one buttocks is a pure roll of the die, my humble opinion. Yet a female's sexual history is frankly none of our business. We tend to view the vagina as a tissue or a Kleenex, what is essentially reflexive in character, like a unique phrase or the kind of collection of a lexicon. That's more or less how I view the contemporary vagina. At least I was a little taken aback at the fact the big spot only offered curly fries. The regular fries were nowhere to be found in the menu.
We tend to view the vagina as a tissue or a Kleenex when it's essentially reflexive in character, like a unique phrase or laconic collection of lexicon. That's more or less how I view the contemporary vagina at least.